It's time right now, here on Prophecy Today, for us to take a look at the book. On this broadcast, we looked at this week and what happened at the terrorist attack there on the Jewish school in southern France. It brought our attention to a disturbing trend in our world today, the increase in anti-Semitism around the world, but especially in Europe. I'll deal with this issue in just a moment. Also on the broadcast today, we talk with our broadcast partners. For example, Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C. We talked about the deteriorating situation in Iraq, Muqtada Sadr, and his Mahdi militia, this Muslim military might that he is using to incite the Iraqi people against the present Iraqi government, and it's already unstable. Could this bring it down, and could Sadr go to the leadership of the Iraqi government? That was our conversation with Colonel Bob McGinnis. David Dolan gave us some Middle East news update. We focused on the attack on the Jewish school there in France, but also that Iran is a threat not only to the Jewish people, not only to the United States, but to the entire world. Their Minister of Strategic Planning, General Ayalon, made the statement that the world had better wake up as to what's happening with Iran in their development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Ken Timmerman brought our focus back to the attack on the Jewish school there in France. He has a place, a summer home there in southern France, not very far from where this attack took place. And we had a conversation about the increase in the Muslim population and how that is causing some of the anti-Semitism to really surface there, not only in France, but again throughout all of Europe. Dr. Rob Congdon, he focused with us on the European Union. We talked about the attack in France, but our attention was attracted back to Angela Merkel. She's the Chancellor of Germany. We talked about the fact that the economic crisis is not over there in all of Europe, in the European Union especially, the Eurozone, and how they're trying to bring that under control. What a conversation, a live chat with Jim Jr., our son in Petra, with our tour group, and the significance of this beautiful city, one of the seven wonders of the world. Petra is going to play a key role in the end times, a place prepared by God to protect the Jewish people. And then my conversation, a continuing conversation with David James. He's the director of our School of Prophets and executive director of the Alliance for Biblical Integrity. We talked about our concerns looking at the book, The Harbinger. We're going to set up a time for a debate as such, or a discussion with Jonathan Kahn and David James. I'll moderate that. We'll do that sometime in the future. But we wanted to voice our concerns. I've read the book. David's read it about three times. We do have some very, very concerning thoughts about this book. You might want to re-listen to the conversation that I had with all of these broadcast partners, but especially David James. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and there you'll find at PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Now, that's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to listen to it. All of the conversations we had with our broadcast partners. In fact, the entire program will be posted later, and you'll be able to re-listen to it or call a friend and tell them to listen to a special conversation that we had that you eavesdropped on and you thought it was very important. Let friends know about this. But now let me get back to this horrific attack on the Jewish school there in southern France. This is evidence of the growing hatred of the Jewish people. You know, down through history, there has been a hatred for the Jewish people. First, you look at biblical history and what happened in two particular incidents that I'll bring to your mind. There are many other examples, but the book of Esther. There's a villain in the book of Esther. His name is Haman. He wants to destroy all Jews on the earth. He wants to annihilate every Jew. In fact, he got the law of the Medes and the Persians passed, signed by King Ahasuerus, and had it not been for Esther coming into the kingdom at the time she did, the Jews would have been wiped out. You look at Antiochus Epiphanes, the prophecy in Daniel 11 talks about this Greek leader, Antiochus the madman, who comes into Jerusalem, desecrates the temple, and tells people they cannot use the temple for worship, the worship of God anymore, and trying to bring an end to the Jewish worship, but to the Jewish people. Now, these are biblical historic events that we've talked about, many, only two of many that I could share with you. But what about since the time of Jesus Christ? Remember, in 70 AD, the Jews were scattered to the four corners of the earth. It was their last departure from the land, according to the Bible itself, and in fact, that's all there will be, three departures. The first one was to Egypt, second one to Babylon, but this last one in 70 AD to the four corners of the earth, and that's an fulfillment, a fulfillment of Deuteronomy chapter 28, and how the Lord told the Jewish people through the prophet Moses, you don't obey me, I'm going to scatter you to the four corners of the earth. You'll be in fear of your life. In fact, many of you will be killed. Well, the Spanish Inquisition is a tangible evidence of that. The Holocaust, 6 million Jews killed because of Hitler's desire to set up a kingdom and get rid of the Jewish people. You know, today it's happening as well. Anti-Semitism, hatred of the Jewish people. Nations want to rid the world of Jews and of Israel itself. And that's what they're calling for. In Bible prophecy, there's the alignment of the nations that will take place. Daniel chapter 11, Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83. It gives us the names of the nations, and all of them are the front headlines in the newspapers and on the radio and television newscasts telling us what is going to take place. It seems in the very near future, Iran being the lead player in this and how they have a desire to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. At the midway point of the tribulation, 3.5 years into the 7-year time of terrible judgment, there's going to be a satanic attack. Michael the Archangel and his good army of angels in the heavens will take Satan and all of his evil angels, throw them out of the heavens to the earth. That's Revelation chapter 12, 7 to 17. Try to wipe them out. Zechariah 13, 8, 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed. And then the armies of the world will gather at Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2 to try to wipe out the Jews. Satan knows that if he can get rid of the Jews, then God cannot keep his promises to them. This anti-Semitism, the hatred for the Jews, is going to continue and will intensify until Jesus Christ comes back for the Jewish people to take care of them. But remember, all that I've been talking about is preceded by the rapture of the church. That's when Jesus Christ will shout, the archangel will shout, the trump of God will sound, and those of us who know Christ will be caught up to be with him in the heavenlies. Everything we talked about on this broadcast is indicative of the fact the rapture could happen at any moment. Having said that, nothing left for me to say. Let's keep looking up until...